The following is a sermon by Pastor Ralph Abernathy of Mount Olive Lutheran Church, located in Newton, North Carolina.
In the name of Jesus, amen. We remember things such as our wedding day, the birth of our first, second, third, fourth child, maybe by fifth or sixth. You know, don't remember anymore. You know, it's been there, done that. We remember the death of loved ones. We remember the circumstances of their death. Right here, I've got a memorial card for Johnny Goforth, David's brother, Audra and John's uncle. And he was buried a week ago yesterday. You remember, it's a fresh memory, and you're going to remember all your life. 3 years ago, on March 7th, my father, who had Alzheimer's and who was at Carillon in the memory care unit, had a heart attack. And he was taken by ambulance up to Catawba Memorial Hospital. It was a Sunday when my mom called me and told me about it. I finished eating dinner and rushed up there to the emergency room. He looked good. He looked okay. I remember that. He had his sense of humor. Well, you know how long it takes in the emergency room, particularly if you aren't dead. I had to come back here and lead the evening Lenten service, and then back to the hospital I go. By this time, they were getting ready to admit him to a room. He was joking with the nurses. We thought he was going to be just fine. And I stayed with him that night. Sometime about 1 in the morning, he had another heart attack, and it wiped him out. The nurses rushed in. They asked me to step outside. They worked with him a while, and then one nurse came out and told me, "I'm sorry, but your father's not going to live." Well, we took him to hospice. It's much easier at hospice. Family, friends can gather around. And he died 5 days after his initial heart attack. I was in the room with him as he died. His funeral then was held on the 15th. And I've been remembering this year. 3 years ago today, those of you who know me on Facebook have seen my post in honor of my father and telling stories and pictures of him from every age of his life that I put on my wall. Loved my dad, but you know what? My dad can't save me. You love members of your family who have died, friends who have died. But you know what? They can't save you either. Your memories are good. Sometimes maybe they're painful. And I know that many of you have spoken to me about seeing your departed loved ones who are now in the company of the saints and angels and archangels in heaven. How you look forward to being there with them and seeing them again. It's only because of Jesus that you will be able to do so. It's only because the Son of God became true man so he could keep down to the very last, most minute detail, all the requirements of God's law that God demanded of us. And he did it, and yet despite that, he was treated as the worst kind of criminal. And what does my dad and your departed loved ones have to do with this? We're in Holy Week. right now, Palm Sunday, over the next 7 days after today, we will have the opportunity to remember. We will have the opportunity to walk with our Lord behind Him on His journey to the cross. You remember your departed loved ones, whom, as I said, cannot save you. Remember also your Savior, Jesus Christ. Remember everything that He accomplished for you on the cross. Remember how He instituted the Holy Supper of His body and His blood for the forgiveness of your sins. And the amazing thing is, He did this. He said, "This is my body of the bread, and this is my blood of the cup." Even before He had given His body up to die on the cross, even before He had shed that blood. Be here Maundy Thursday to remember. For every time we do this, we do so remembering the Lord, but also to receive in word and in Holy Communion the benefits of Jesus' death on the cross for you. Then, Good Friday, very dark day. We heard in the gospel reading how for 3 hours, from noon until 3 o'clock, the heavens were dark. The sun hid its face because the Creator of all things was being abused, mistreated, murdered by His creatures. The one who is worthy of all adoration and worship and honor and praise and glory was being mocked and spit upon and flogged and beaten and slapped in the face and forced to carry His cross until so great was His suffering, so weak had He become, that He collapsed beneath the weight of that cross 3 times. And they enlisted Simon of Cyrene to carry Jesus' cross, and he followed in Jesus' footsteps to Golgotha. Remember and rejoice. Be here on Good Friday to walk in our Lord's steps, to see the cross as it is brought down the central aisle and laid before the altar, to thank God for the cross as you remember your sins and how you deserved death and condemnation, and yet Christ died for you. He endured the condemnation in your place. Remember and receive. And this year, we're going to be receiving the very body and blood sacrificed on the cross for the forgiveness of the world's sins. Because Jesus said, "Do this in memory of me." And what better way to remember Him than receiving the sacrament He instituted? We heard at the end of the gospel reading how after Jesus died, He was taken down from the cross. Joseph of Arimathea provided Him with a tomb in which no one had yet ever been laid. He was looking for the kingdom of God, Joseph was. And he knew where that kingdom was to be found. He knew it was to be found in Jesus. He knew that it was to be found in God incarnate, the one in whom the kingdom of God draws near to us sinners, not in judgment, which is what we deserve, but in peace and in mercy. Joseph of Arimathea became the protector of the body of Jesus, just as Joseph, Jesus' stepfather, was the protector of the infant Jesus. Joseph took down the body from the cross. He wrapped it in a linen shroud, just as our Lord was wrapped in swaddling clothes and placed in a manger. Except Joseph placed Jesus in a tomb cut in stone where no one had ever been laid before, a brand new tomb, which reminds us of what we celebrated at the Feast of the Nativity of our Lord. The one conceived by the Holy Spirit in the womb of a virgin, the woman who had not known a man. And she gave birth as a virgin to this Son of God. See how at the end of Jesus' ministry we have the beginning echoed. For it's all one story. It's all one story of redemption and salvation for you. Jesus rested on the Sabbath, which began at sundown on Good Friday. He rested in the tomb. There was no more work to be done, because remember what he said on the cross? It is finished. It is accomplished. Debt paid in full. Account closed. But then, on the third day, and remember the Jewish day begins at sundown. Sometime in the early hours of that third day, Jesus rose from the dead. He came out of that tomb. He wasn't stolen, as the Jews paid the guards at the tomb to say. They said the disciples came and got his body. Oh yeah, right. That sure goes along with the courage of the disciples we saw in Gethsemane. He came out of the tomb. He was resurrected. The body that had been abused and died lived again, was glorified. On Holy Saturday at 8 o'clock in the evening, you are going to have the chance to remember, to participate in, to celebrate the Easter Vigil, the first service of the resurrection, an opportunity to remember his resurrection, an opportunity to remember your baptism into Jesus' death and resurrection, and an opportunity to receive again Christ's body, Christ's blood, in the bread and wine for the forgiveness of your sins. Christ's body, Christ's blood, that only a living, eternally victorious Savior can give to you. Easter Sunday morning, we will gather here at 7 o'clock in this sanctuary. And we will process across the street singing an Easter hymn to stand in front of the cemetery where so many of your loved ones lay, members of your family, and there we will hear the Easter gospel. And we will rejoice knowing that Christ, who died for the sins of the world, rose again, and Christ in his resurrection is like a large magnet. A massive magnet. And the bodies of his departed saints are like the iron filings that the magnet draws to itself. We celebrate Christ's resurrection at that early service. We celebrate our loved one's resurrection in Christ. And we rejoice in the fact that we too shall be raised again. Then we have breakfast. And then we gather again at 10 o'clock to remember with festive joy, with majesty and pomp, Christ's resurrection as we gather as the church, the redeemed people of God in Christ Jesus, to proclaim, to announce, to hymn and laud and sing our Lord's resurrection. For if Christ has not been raised, we are still in our sins, and his death was to no avail. But he has been raised, and you will too. So I encourage you on this first Sunday of Holy Week, Palm Sunday, Passion Sunday, to do as Simon of Cyrene did, to take up your cross and to follow Jesus in this Holy Week, to walk behind him on his journey to the cross, to be there with the disciples on Maundy Thursday as we receive in remembrance and joy the gift of his body and blood, to be standing with the women around the cross as he's crucified on Good Friday, to rejoice with the women on the Easter Vigil Saturday as we proclaim that he is risen again, and then to pull out all the stops with joy and thanksgiving on Easter Sunday, when we proclaim and confess and rejoice in the greatest good news of all, that Christ who died is risen. He died for you. He rose again for you. It's all for you. Your parents provided for you when you were a child. They don't do that anymore. But as a Christian, you're still a child. As a Christian, you still need what your Savior gives to you, every divine service in the Word and the Sacrament. Remember by receiving. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, your Lord. Amen.